Good afternoon. We're back. This is going to be a really good hour. If you didn't hear the first hour, oh, that's real nice. Listen to that on the archive. The second hour is going to be good. So my name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff. We're not related. And our sponsor this hour.
I thought you were going to use another name. You're going to use another name? This week only?
Yeah.
To throw off the potheads. You know, they won't be able to find you because they don't track very well. So that's actually might be a good tool. Yeah,
that's true. Our sponsor this hour is
Who are we throwing under the bus? Go ahead.
Are you sure?
No.
No?
I like to interrupt you on the sponsor.
I know you do. Our sponsor this hour is Pap A Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. And right now is a great time to get up there and take a look at a new tractor or implement or get your old one tuned up and ready to go before summer. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake. And you can give them a call. Phone number is 530-226-9226. Yeah, very good.
I hear that in my sleep now.
Do you?
Hmm.
And you can also catch them on the web. What's
dot com?
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's too
part
soon.
Of it. Yeah. Yeah.
PapeMachinery.com.
There you go.
PAPE.
Yeah, PAPE.
You can find them because on their sign, their banner underneath balled up. It looks like they caught the Gorton's fisherman on a line. He's dangling down below the sign.
Yeah, there was a banner up there, and that 40 mile an hour winds last week took care of that.
Turned him into the Gorton's fisherman.
Yeah, it does. Looks like a big raincoat up there.
It is kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Amateur Radio Club of Anderson and Shasta Tehama Amateur Radio Emergency Services Group is having a field day competition. Field day contest, sorry. Made it a competition. Everything for me is a competition. What's wrong with me? That's going to be June 25th, 2022. So if you are an amateur radio enthusiast or you would like to be one, this would be a great opportunity. Palisadro Park is right off of Deschutes. There, Palisadro only has, 1,000 residents? I'm pretty sure you won't get lost. Go out Highway 44, get off on Deschutes, head north. And it's not on Deschutes, actually. You take that side road. Oh, my God, I'm doing it. In-N-Out Market. It's like if you were going to In-N-Out Market. Anyway, go to the Holiday Inn or the Holiday Market there and ask them for the Palisadro Park if you can't figure it out. June 25th, and they're going to be there all day. I asked him what time they start. You know, I might need to take up amateur radio because he goes, I don't know, we'll get there at some point, but we'll be there all day. I was like, I love you. This is awesome. That's the kind of schedule
to be
I
there
want.
At a particular time.
They're not going to start super early. They're going to get there, and they're just going to stay there all day. So that's pretty great.
Yeah.
June 25th, 2022, and the announcement is on the website. Today is June 5th, 2022, and you can find it at wethepeoplradio.us. You got a free one in there.
Yeah.
And what other way can you talk to Russians without having to dial a telephone?
That's right.
Well, you could call, Sussman? Oh, no, he didn't really talk to him. He just made it up. He just faked it. Oh, but he was innocent. I'm sorry, I forgot. Yeah. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Well, oh, nice segue into politics, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Officer Joe has some hot information.
So this came to me today via email from a person who's well-known in Shasta County. I won't name his name. Thank you for sending it to me. And it is the 2022 primary Shasta Voters Guide for swamp-free and qualified candidates. And, Aaron, I'm going to show this to you for your viewers. You can see that there's a lot of candidates on there, but amazingly, there's a candidate missing. So da-da-da-da-da. Who's not on that list?
Starts with an S? Ends with fuff-fuff?
And who's that?
Like Cundiff.
Huh? No.
Come on.
I don't see John Green on there.
No sheriff candidate.
No sheriff candidate. Now, why is that? Well, I'll tell you.
That's our question. Why is that?
Well, I had a conversation with Pat Jones, whom I know and love, and Pat said, you know, Joe, we've spent all the money that we're going to spend on Mr. Green, and he is, quote-unquote, the weakest of our candidates. And I said, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you said?
Well, no, I said,
like, I feel like we're getting gypped out of information there.
Well, I said, there's going to be a U-Haul going out of California if a certain person gets elected to that office.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I got an email, May 31st, so that would have been Last week, a week ago? Yeah, it was recent. I was time traveling there for a second there. I'm like, May 31st? What was that?
Yeah. Tuesday.
Okay. Entitled Sheriff's Candidates. And I look at all my email, but I thought, well, that looks interesting. Clicked on it. I heard, quote, I heard your show. There absolutely is a difference in sheriff's candidates. An investigative reporter could learn about the difference by, one, a FOIA request with Shasta County Sheriff, Shasta County DA, Anderson Police Department. Four, any and all radio logs, call logs, crime reports, and domestic violence and or assault reports occurring in the last 90 days for... Dun, 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 John Green.
And what does that mean? What have you done as far as...
Then he says, if a person wants to be sheriff but cannot control his temper or keep his hands to himself, one would think that the public has a right to know. Thank you. Problem is, we only had a week, so...
Can't really get a FOIA done that quick.
Quite make that happen in a week. Did find somebody who does have some information, but that sparked some curiousness. I like that. Everybody put your nose really close to the thing and then breathe in.
Well, I think that we do as our politicians, especially in the as for our sheriff, that we are entitled to know what their backgrounds are. If they're going to be ministering over all of us with a legal, moral, and ethical obligation. And when it came to marijuana and John Green taking marijuana money, he said, well, it's legal. It's legal. I took it. It's legal. And we're going to hear that from some other politicians. And I would counter with you, as a peace officer, it's still a federally illegal drug. You should have never touched that money, not once, not ever. And we as peace officers have a moral and ethical obligation to our community. And it was interesting. They asked that question during the debate. Somebody asked that question, and it came up. And they asked, have you ever taken drug money? And by the way, John, it wasn't me. I didn't ask that question. Because John has really had hate and discontent for me because of it. I've seen a side of his personality that's not very nice.
Apparently some other people have too. Well, are you in the FOIA request?
He's not here to defend himself, so I am not going to go any further than that. But I will tell you that it absolutely is an ethical and moral violation. And when Sheriff Johnson stood up and said, John Green said, I took marijuana money, it was legal, it was historical, it's no big deal. And Mike Johnson got to stand up and say, I have never, and he put his finger up in the air. I'll remember that pose for the rest of my life. He put his finger up in the air and he said, he told the community with conviction, he looked at everybody in their eye and he said, I have never taken marijuana or drug money ever, not once. And that tells me that you have a candidate who is not compromised, because we know, Aaron, that once you take marijuana money, you are compromised.
How can you not be? And, you know, not to gloss this over, so for people who haven't heard this in the past, and, you know, gosh, I think I forgot to pull it over onto today's page, but I'll fix that. We have discussed this several times, that the only reason, like for me, okay, so firsthand, we'll keep everything firsthand today. So the only reason I knew that he took money from the marijuana industry, I didn't know how, I didn't know who, I didn't know any of that. But I remembered Sheriff Tom Basenko telling me that in 2018 when John Green ran against him. And I don't know, it was neither here nor there. So Tom gets reelected, life goes on. All of a sudden, this guy's back again. And I was like, hey, wait a second. That seems fishy. So I thought, I think I'm going to go run that down again. So I got a hold of the sheriff, who now lives in Idaho, and I said, can you remind me about that again? Am I remembering that correctly? He said, yep. He said, it's in his 460 filings. So for those people who would like to become, you don't have to become a super sleuth, but you do have to do a little reading and a little detective work. You go to it's Form 460, which is where they disclose their campaign contributions. So I thought, well, how hard could this be? You know, it's a sheriff's race. Can't be that many pages. It wasn't. There were three main contributions, and there was one. It was $2,500. The rest all had, like, names of people.
And that's the maximum, right?
You can go higher. What is it? $4,900?
Yeah.
So $2,500, which was sizable, one of his top three donations in 2018. And I thought, well, that's got to be it. But it was in all capital letters, no address, no clues, no nothing, TW space TME. And I thought, Let's see, if I was a dope guy, I would like to have my campaign contribution filed like that, because who's going to figure that out? So I sent that to our previous sheriff, and I said, do you know what that is? No. Did a bunch of searches, looked through the cannabis registries, looked through the business licenses, looked through all sorts of stuff. Finally, with the help of a friend, who will remain nameless, pointed me to Tim Wright. TW was Tim Wright, and that was Tim and Mike Enterprises, TME. So TWTME was Tim Wright of Tim and Mike Enterprises. And a quick search on that on the cannabis registry pops Queen of the Dragons Collective in Shasta Lake City. Well, I told that to a few people, and they said, well, maybe he didn't know. I said, okay.
But he was a deputy in Shasta Lake City
for a long time before he retired in 2018 to run against the sheriff. So he knew exactly what that business was. And I thought, yeah, that is an absolute deal breaker. An absolute deal breaker. But when you have a relatively small campaign with a relatively low number of donations, and one of your top three is a marijuana collective, that red flags me all day.
Right.
So, you look at people in elected office who have millions and millions and millions of dollars that they have to raise to stay in office, and they get $1,000 from Monsanto, and people lose their minds. Oh my God, you're bought off by the chemical industry. And it's like, okay, not really exactly. But you start looking at that kind of volume in that inverse relationship, the high donation comes from the pot guys.
Something's to be expected for that.
Yeah.
He's seen the political winds, however, Aaron. And when you look at his ad and you see him and he's looking out over what appears to be a field of marijuana, intimating it that that's part of Shasta County.
Oh, yeah. It's
absolutely false. 100%
false. It's a TV commercial?
It's one of his commercials. It's absolutely bogus. There's no such grow. I've run that past all the Met deputies in Shasta County and all the flyovers that I've done. There's no such grow like that. Now, we know that there's grows in Mexico that look like that, but there is no grow in California, and it's certainly not in Shasta County. So he's just trying to inflame the public with a fake ad, and that's all that is.
To let people know what a
marijuana advocate he's going to be for the people, and none of that is true. It didn't happen in his career, and he knows it. And John, you know it too.
Yeah, it's incredibly concerning.
The cartels would never let him that close to their grow. Come on.
Yeah, they might.
No.
So I'm post.
Ooh, do you have something you're going to tell me?
Spoiler alert. So I'm going to post this as a 2022 election alert. And so, I mean, I'm big on evidence. It's like, don't take my word for it. I went and looked it up, and I pulled the PDF file on the Form 460 campaign finance, and I put it all on here. So I will move that over. I've got it on several pages,
and he's admitted to that.
Yeah. And he's admitted to it. He's admitted to it.
But when you go look at the 460 filing and you see this wasn't just like buried in a whole bunch of $20 donations.
No.
That's, I think, the most important part. This wasn't just some random itty-bitty little somebody tossed in 20 bucks at a campaign rally.
And the thing is, even nowadays, you got to look at these candidates, and maybe they're just as a list of names, but who are these names and what businesses do they run?
Yeah.
It may not be under their business name, but...
Are they running a $50 million marijuana enterprise in Redding, California?
Right. Yeah, because if I was, I'd probably drive a Lamborghini.
Like a black one?
Yeah, probably. We really do have to look at, because this money there are consequences. That's the thing. There are consequences to this for all of us. So as these people, Mexico and Venezuela and Colombia and pick a country. As these cartels have infiltrated the government and the law enforcement, I think we know what this looks like. And people think, oh, well, that can't happen here. I would submit to you that it's kind of already happening.
It's already happening. Look at Siskiyou County. They're going to take over. The cartels are going to take over Siskiyou County. They're going to take over the government. They have the money and they have the voters.
Yeah, they want to.
And they're bringing them in just for that reason, to vote.
Mm-hmm. So far, they haven't been able to because people have gotten wise about it. And their sheriff's been doing a really good job pushing back on them. But I'll tell you what, that was their plan. They tried. They rolled in. Gosh, it's been years ago now, like 8 or 9 years ago. They rolled in with 1,000 fake voters, all tried to vote using parcel numbers. So this idea that it doesn't affect us and doesn't affect Joe Q Public, who like lives in town, super does.
Well, the silent majority needs to not be silent anymore. we need to start speaking up. And I've told people that when we were doing claims code enforcement, I'm like, because if you don't complain, it doesn't exist.
That's right.
And so you got to do it. And I get it. Like, why complain? Nothing ever happens. But if you don't complain, it doesn't exist.
And so. I applaud you, both of you, for your website. And go to your website,
wethepeopleradio.us. That's Bill's job. I can't say it.
Bill, it's your job.
I was struck dumb there for a moment.
Bill's the mouth here. You go to that and go to the pot tab mm-hmm. on that. Excellent. And if you're national and you're listening to this today, please take a look at that. There's lots of pictures from Siskiyou.
Oh, yeah. On the pot tab.
Yeah, the pot tab.
Yeah. So if you don't want to read the articles, you just want to look at pictures, casting no aspersions, just scroll down and look at the pictures. I took the bulk of those pictures, and the rest of them I've seen, and I know the people who did take them. I didn't pull those off a website or find them as one of the HR trainees we get, don't ever pick up a flash drive in a parking lot and put it in your computer. I didn't do that either. They told me not to.
I think what's incredible is when we took a drone from ground level and we were out in the business, and we took that drone and we just literally went up 100 feet, and you see the grows start to appear by the hundreds, white dots on the landscape. Well, that's coming to us, folks. It's here. We've got a sheriff, Mike Johnson, who's going to do something about it. He's got a plan for us.
And he's doing something.
And he is doing something. He's already done 50 operations. Other people are trying to say he hasn't done anything. The guy's been fiscally responsible, and he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, which is to take care of this issue for us.
Well, when those grows come into your county, you're looking at millions of dollars being generated and dispersed, and there's influence there.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah, and big time billions.
Yeah, and people are going to take that money, and you know what the heck is coming anyway. Let's go ahead and get my piece of the pie.
Well, yeah. Put it in the political campaigns, which is what we're going to talk about. And in the political campaigns, it's going to corrupt our politicians.
Absolutely.
And we've seen that already in the city of Reading. Look what Reading's done with marijuana. Has that helped their city in any fashion whatsoever? Have we seen any of the money?
Has it helped the state of Colorado?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big petri dish right there.
Kathy just filed a FOIA request for the city of Reading. We're going to get those numbers again on Monday. But has it helped homelessness? Has it helped our law enforcement?
Not observably.
Have we gotten any money for education? Kathy, have we gotten any money?
Nope.
We see all kinds of money that was promised to us. Zippo.
But Sheriff Mike Johnson did an excellent job in Anderson of dealing with the homeless and the drug addicted and all that kind of stuff. And I will say, we were down there a week ago. We were down there on Memorial Day, walking through Anderson Park. And, man, that place is pristine. Now, if that isn't a homeless hell, I'm looking at who's your law enforcement. Well, your law enforcement was the guy who is now currently fulfilling the sheriff's expired term and running. So vote Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we'll be right back. Yes? I can't see his face. It's funny. There's enough glare on the window. I can only see his arms. That's why I keep talking about them flapping. We will be right back. We have a caller on the line who would like to give some firsthand information, so you don't want to miss that either. I'm not big on the next segment has, but today is one of those days.
you're all jacked up.
I am too. I'm Gretchen, what's her name, sang that song. I don't even know my own last name.
Yeah.
Gretchen, what's her name?
Yeah.
You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Watching too. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Featuring Kathy on bass. Oh, yeah, we're all musicians here during the break, just in case you didn't know what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
We're just a singing.
So, Aaron.
So,
you know what? We took Matt Pontes, and I got to give him credit. We took him up to Mill Creek Subdivision and took him through Mill Creek Subdivision, which is third world marijuana in Shasta County. And he actually understood what was going on. And he came back, and I would say that it gave him some pucker factor and made him realize that marijuana is absolutely deadly in our community and that we are not going to accept it. So when we have politicians, and I know you're going to segue to them right now, when we have politicians that are accepting of this.
Or planners or bureaucrats or, I mean, I don't really care what function you perform.
Quote, unquote, community leader.
Yeah, if you work for the public and you're supposed to be helping the public and you're furthering this.
Give me 10 minutes and a grow and they'll change their attitude. And you know it. You've seen it.
Yeah.
When we go to Siskiyou.
Or they don't think it's a big deal. Those are the people I have to restrain myself from, or they'll be filing FOIA requests on me. But so we have Mike took some time from his Sunday afternoon to call in, had some firsthand information he wanted to share with us.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
So, well, I was a contract confidential informant for several agencies from 1991 to 2015. I spent a whole career specializing in narcotics and motorcycle gang activity. Anybody knows anything about law enforcement, you can't have a decent law enforcement without somebody telling on somebody. So, John Green, we'll start with that wonderful gentleman. My father manufactured methamphetamine from the late 70s all the way through the 90s in Shasta County. And Mr. Green, in his younger tenure, would inform my father when they were getting ready to do raids.
Wow.
And there is a whole host of Shasta County deputies that are involved in this little circle. You have former Sergeant Dave Sartain, who operates the day-to-day operations of several grows in the Shasta County area in Lakehead, California, all the way over to Big Bend, California. And mostly just in that area of Lakehead. Then you have Aaron Sockwell, who plays various roles throughout the years. Then you have the current head of the task force, Tom Barnard, who was a very brutal and corrupt deputy sheriff.
I've got to stop you there, my friend. I've got to stop you there. This is Officer Joe. I know Tom Barnard personally. I've worked with Tom personally. Anything that you're saying about Tom is untrue, and I cannot accept those comments from you, sir. If any of this is in fact provable, as you know, especially about all the allegations you're making about the Greens, I'm more than willing to hear proof, but I'm not going to let you come on a show and you know, malign a person who I know to be a outstanding deputy sheriff sergeant and one whom this county.
Okay.
You know, one whom this county should be very happy to have involved in our marijuana eradication. So I can't let that stand. Sir.
Well, in that case, well, Mr. Barnard just recently, when...
This is not about Tom Barnard, though. We're not interested in Tom Barnard. Tom Barnard has already gone through extensive background, so we're not here to talk about Tom Barnard. But if you have other information, I'm willing to hear what you have. But, you know, it's got to be provable.
I personally worked for the Redding Police Department, Shasta County DA's office. And I worked for the Sheriff's Department multiple times. Not as a person trying to get out of trouble, but as a person contracted and paid by the county and the city. Plus, I also worked for the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Redding on motorcycle gang activity. And I can tell you right now, Mr. Green is as corrupt as they come.
Well, that's a statement, and that's a statement by an individual, and I appreciate that you everybody has the right to make a public statement.
Well, you had said your dad had dealings with him back in the day.
Yes.
That you saw.
My father was a member of a outlaw motorcycle club in Shasta County for several years, and they ran an auto parts or auto wrecking business that sold methamphetamine, or manufactured and sold methamphetamine at night, and sold stolen car parts by day. And Officer Joe, I'm not sure what department you work for, but if you've been in this area long enough, you're well aware of the Ashby Auto Wrecker stuff. It was countless focuses on countless investigations throughout the years.
I'm not involved in this department. I'm from a department in another location. So here, so we can cut to the chase. Were you a qualified federal informant? In other words, were you proven to be reliable? That's my first question.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, I was.
And did you ever have to testify with any of your information in court?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, a couple of times, yes.
Okay, so you were vetted in testimony in local and state, municipal, state, and even federal court?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you...
And as a matter of fact, I informed and testified on a local murder trial, which gave the person the death penalty.
Okay, and so my question is, you have spoken about, are you speaking about a local sheriff's candidate today?
I am.
Okay, and so could you go over your information one more time so I'm very clear?
Okay.
You're not talking about his father. We're talking about John Green. And John Green is innocent.
You were talking about John Green.
Yes, John Green Jr.
Yes.
Okay, so he's innocent until proven guilty, and he's done 28 years on the sheriff's department working patrol, and I'm not going to malign the guy with something like this unless you can prove it. I mean, it's, you know, and I got to be the devil's advocate here, because if John was here, that would be appropriate for him to ask.
Well,
and were you,
at the same time, the information that I came forward with was actually corroborated by another law enforcement officer, that all these people are really close to each other.
Were you ever arrested by Shasta County Sheriff or any local agencies and they held something over you to testify?
No.
Were you ever arrested as a federal, as a federal suspect?
Or? Only when a raid was done, I was arrested and removed from the situation.
I'm not attacking you personally. I just like the audience to know what your background is. So.
Well, usually when you're working as a contract confidential informant, when they've been indicted and they serve the warrants to allow you to maintain your
anonymity. Okay.
You get arrested along with the rest of the individuals that are involved.
Did Sergeant Barner ever arrest you?
No, Sergeant
okay.
Barner.
Okay.
Personally, me and Sergeant Barner never had any contact. I know.
So we don't have to talk about him because he didn't have contact with you. Did John Green or any of John Green's...
Yes.
Did he arrest you?
No, but he was there on occasion when former head of the Shasta County Interagency Narcotics Task Force, Pat Lanham, whom I actually worked for several years.
So you were an informant for Deputy Lanham?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And would Deputy Lanham corroborate your story to us? Do you know?
More than likely,
okay. And so you had information that you had brought out today, and this is bombshell information, and I'm definitely not going to malign somebody, me personally, but we've got about 2 minutes, and could you just go over what you know about John Green, the candidate? Personally,
I know that he's partners with a former sergeant named Dave Sartain.
Dave Sartain is 75 years old. He's long since retired. Are you talking historically?
Yes.
Okay.
He has for several years operated illegal grows of several thousand plants, one of which was right next door to my property in Lakehead.
So this was 20 years ago, because that's when Lanham was on the department working as an agent for the, you know, for the Met, for the Met.
Well,
team
I had quit. I had actually self-retired myself in 2015.
Okay. And why did you do that?
Well, you can only work an area that small so long before somebody starts raising suspicions.
Okay. So you thought you were coming up on the time to get maybe arrested for a federal beef or something like that. Is that what you were thinking?
No, I was thinking more along the lines of coming up on the time when somebody would figure out that my face has been in too many places and I'd end up face down in the river somewhere.
Pat Lanham was a good, aggressive deputy sheriff. You know.
Well, I'm not talking about the law enforcement side. I'm talking about the narcotics and the motorcycle side.
Aaron, do you have questions for this gentleman? It's amazing that you called in. I appreciate your information, but again, I'm going to...
You had mentioned that you had dealings with Mr. Green when you were younger with your dad.
Yes. I have watched Mr. Green walk into my dad's house and inform him before he was going to be raided.
And your dad wasn't exactly working at, you know, Sierra Pacific or something, right?
No. My dad was the biggest scumball in Shasta County, probably produced 70% of Shasta County's meth from the late 70s all the way through the middle 90s.
Would you be willing to confront Mr. Green if Mr. Green decided to come on the radio show? Would you be willing to?
You're damn right I would.
Interesting.
Shoot out at KCNR.
Yeah, shoot out at KCNR.
You heard it here first.
Okay, well.
Kind of not joking.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. I don't even know where to go with
that. I don't even know where to go with that, but it is 1:40, and oddly enough, as in social situations, look at that. We've got to take a break. Thank you so much for taking your time and for calling in, and we'll probably have more questions for you in the future. But we're going to get back to it. Thank you so much.
And to put one further add to that, if he ever got prosecuted, I would come forward and testify in court against Mr. Green.
Oh. Hmm. Well, that's good to know. I guess we don't have to have the shootout. It just happened. Man down. God bless America. Well, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future. We got to take a quick break here to, I don't know what we got to do. I guess we've got to blink a lot or something. My phone's blowing up. I can feel it. I don't know. Is it allowed to vibrate this much? There's something going on. My phone's on fire. So we're going to take a really quick break. You are, I don't know, should we change the name of the show? You're listening to We the People. You can find us at We the People Radio.
.us.
And there will be a commercial free archive later in case you missed some of that. Bye.
And I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The dreams on which I'm dying are the best I ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very
gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why. Hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
Thought we'd lighten that up a little bit. I don't know where we go from here. We're all just sitting here with our mouths hanging open.
I need a flak jacket. I'm not gonna be able to walk out of this place.
I didn't tell him your name the whole time.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
I pulled the shades.
I'll protect
you. We don't get a drive-by.
Shades are up.
Yeah, bottom line is if the election goes a certain direction, I'm going to have to move to another country. It probably won't be far enough away, though. Somebody's like, well, if you say any of this on the radio, what if they didn't renew your concealed weapons permit? I'm like, yeah, that's the least of my worries.
Again, these are honorably retired deputy sheriffs, and I'm going to push back.
Yeah.
Let this guy prove his stuff. If he wants to engage Mr. Green directly, I invite him, fine. If Mr. Yeah. Green chooses to speak to him, fine. If they don't, it's just another story, Aaron.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know of a whole lot of people who will come in and give firsthand information who say, by the way, I was an informant and my dad was in a motorcycle gang, a really big one, red and white. And, now the dad's dead and he watched meth ruin his life, kill family members, all that stuff. And so he's like, you know what? I'm going to go do something about it. So unlike a lot of people who wind up in trouble and then get flipped and go do that, this was apparently a voluntary thing. So you can't necessarily refute somebody's firsthand experience if they're willing to come on and talk about it. But yes, gee, everyone should do their own homework. The problem is we don't have enough time to do the homework. That's the problem with all this stuff.
Right.
Is that all of a sudden, you know, it's not like anybody's been sitting on this for a month and a half. It's like this just popped up. But it's a consideration.
Right.
So I guess I kind of go with that. If there's smoke, there's probably fire. There's way too much that's connected in all this.
Money and marijuana and how it affects our political climate and community.
Yeah, exactly.
And our local people that are taking marijuana money in their campaigns.
Yep.
And whether it's Mark Mazzone taking thousands of dollars.
Mazzone. Let's make sure.
Mazzone. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mark, I'm sorry.
Messed up your name.
$10,000 to be exact.
Lieutenant. Retired lieutenant. California
CHP.
CHP.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Mark, you remember the picture of the dead highway patrolman I showed you killed in the Bay Area from a marijuana driver? Does that ring a bell to you? Why I won't talk to you?
Well, whenever I see somebody supporting, bringing that forward, because that's optional. You know, that's optional to have that in your community. Although the state is, did you know the state's trying to make it a requirement?
They are.
Yeah,
yes, they are.
But you don't have to actually have a... Because it's only for medicinal marijuana.
Give me a joke. Okay.
But all you have to have is delivery services. And guess what? Reading has quite a few of them. So mm-hmm. why would
you advertise them on the radio?
Yeah.
We deliver.
Well, and it's so funny is because when I did a information request from the city of Reading, of course, this was probably a year ago, none of them were licensed for delivery.
And
the ordinance says that you can't deliver.
The city ordinance or
county? Yep. Oh. City. So how is it that these all have delivery services?
Well, you have a bunch of them based out of Shasta Lake City.
Oh, yeah. Well, though.
Up by Lakehead. Huh. What a surprise for Mr.
Yep.
Green.
Yep.
That was a deputy sheriff.
Well,
yeah. Anyway.
The ad I heard was for a Reading collective that said, hey, we can deliver.
And I put it out to a city council member, and I says, you have the power to make change within our city. Take down the damn billboards that are in our kids' faces all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Adopt an ordinance. Stop it.
Is that the same city council member that took a bunch of marijuana money?
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
But anyways, you know, these are our leaders, and they should be protecting our kids and us as a community. And, you know, it's one thing to say, well, we're going to go ahead and allow, 6 pot shops and 10 commercial grows. But who's benefiting from that? All that money is going into the general fund.
Well,
and then where is it going?
When they approve those, they obviously have to have a business license, and a business license has to be renewed.
Right.
If it turns out that these businesses really aren't generating the kind of income they claimed and the city's not getting the kind of income they thought, do they have to renew those licenses?
No, they don't. No,
yeah.
No, they don't. But who's going to enforce it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a bit.
Who's going to go drill into it and make sure that the stuff isn't being moved around the county? People are already calling in, and they don't have enough money to go enforce all this.
Right. And yet they'll brag about how much tax money and revenue they brought into, you know, the city of Reading because of this. And yet you're on the other hand, saying you don't have enough money, come on.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing. The sheriff gets a budget from the county, but the sheriff decides then how to meet that budget out. So if they really don't have, I mean, I've seen this in other counties that will remain nameless, where the sheriff's office went out and did like big, you know, what do they call them? I'm thinking of lawnmower services, go and blow. No, what is it called? Cut and run? Not cut and run. What is it? What is it where they shop and run?
Rip and run.
Damn it. I knew there was something in there. I'm not totally. I just got caught in my own rabbit hole. Yeah, the rip and runs where they go in and just pull a bunch of plants, take a lot of pictures, and like, oh, look at all the stuff we did. Well, that's good. But if that's all that's happening, from a law enforcement standpoint, does that solve your problem?
Well, no, it doesn't. And one of the Mike Johnson has talked about is not giving up ground. So once we take a place, we want to keep it. So
they can't just go in and replan again.
Well, and they already have, but what they don't know, and thanks to people like Sergeant Barner, those places are going to get attended to again. And part of the problem is a legal problem with our judiciary in not being able to destroy the infrastructure in the manner that we need to. We have a water ordinance, but as you know from Siskiyou, water is a sensitive issue, and you can't take people's water because they say it's for domestic uses. So what we have to do is disable the wells and not destroy them. I think what we need to do is these water truck companies prophylactically should get noticed, legal notice. Mm-hmm. Do not deliver or we're going to spank you. We're going to take your license away. And if we catch them at night, like they do up in eastern Shasta County, drafting out of the rivers, we're going to take your water truck away. And
well, they're in commission of a crime. They're partners in commission of a crime.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because when you deliver to multiple grows, those might be multiple misdemeanors, because if you grow 7 plants or 7 million, still a misdemeanor. But if you're delivering propane, water, soil, plants, pick your poison, to any one of those operations and multiples, that actually is a felony, because you're in furtherance of multiple misdemeanors.
11358, Health and Safety
you
Code.
That.
You know, look at 11358 of Health and Safety Code, Section D3. And in there, it'll talk about the environmental crimes. And those are felonies, folks. And we can charge on those. And hopefully, we will start charging on those. Let's see. RDA claims that she has prosecuted now, I think it's 14 cases this year for marijuana crimes. So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Our sheriff has done I think it's approaching 50 operations.
Right.
And, well, some people say, well, it's not, other people are doing it. Well, no, the sheriff's the chief law enforcement officer in the county. So if an agency like Fish and Wildlife is coming in here, it's at the behest and the sheriff is doing it. I do have some bad news for you.
Uh-huh.
Apparently our Fish and Wildlife team was disbanded this week.
By the governor?
In Northern California, and they have sent the very experienced leader of that team apparently to Sacramento to try to do some recruitment. So maybe they're going to get more teams. Maybe. Now, the good news is for us is that some of that Fish and Wildlife team is now assigned here in Shasta County, and so we're going to get some very qualified help for our problems here.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, see, they say that a lot. You know, they want the federal government to send in resources and all of those things, but those resources come at the behest of the sheriff. And like the HIDA funds, the high intensity drug trafficking area funds that come from the federal government, those have to be administered through the sheriff's department. And there's, you know, requirements on how they do it. And, I've had other counties where because there was a large chunk of the funding at that time that was for overtime. And because the sheriff wasn't very organized, he's no longer the sheriff, but still wasn't very organized, a lot of that money went back.
Right.
So they actually did have funding. They just couldn't use it because they weren't.
They didn't have the.
They weren't organized enough to make that happen.
Right.
Bad. But, okay, so go back to the voters. So people are turning in ballots or going to the polls. deadline Tuesday, obviously. And just a little voter FYI, if you have received a ballot in the mail, which I think everybody has, but you don't want to vote by mail, take the ballot. Do not throw it away. Do not throw the envelope away. Take the whole thing to the precinct with you. Watch them mark it. Spoiled, canceled, what's the other word they put on it? Something to disqualify it. And watch them write that on your ballot and discard it, and then they give you a ballot to use at the poll, at the polling place. But don't shred your ballot, because if you do, you're going to go in, you're going to wind up on a provisional ballot, and they'll count that sometime in July. Or maybe late June, but then we'll count it tomorrow.
I voted by mail, and I did get a digital receipt back.
That said they got it?
That said they got it. So,
yeah, see, because if...
And you can track that.
And yeah. It's trackable.
That's why you have to take it, take the ballot. If you want to vote in person, you're not an absentee voter. You just got a mail-in ballot you didn't want. That's why you have to take it with you, because you could have somebody else mailing it in. When you go to the polling place, they still say, sorry, you already voted. That's how that would have happened, if you just chucked it. So anyway, be smart about that, and please, for God's sake.
Vote.
I hear from so many people, yeah, I'm not going to vote. It doesn't matter. It totally matters.
What's the percentage normally, Aaron, that elects an official in a public race? It's really low,
isn't
it?
It's not that high. Well, I work so much in Siskiyou County, so they have 44,000 residents. They have 20-some-odd thousand voters, and normal turnout will be maybe 2,000 to 4,000.
Wow. So 10% to 20% of the population.
It's pretty bad. And so
that's who's electing.
But you have a lot of people that think like we do, that are down on marijuana, that are down on crime, that, you know, remember when life used to be normal, and they want that back. The problem is, if you don't vote, it ain't going back, folks.
Right.
Please vote for Mike Johnson, folks. I'm telling you, he's the real deal. I've had long conversations with him personally. Everybody's been talking about the constitutional sheriff. When you raise your right hand, raise your right hand, you swear oath to the Constitution. He's protecting us against the overreach of the state. He's the right guy. Please vote for him.
Yep, and he's got a track record. He has a track record, and he's qualified to be the sheriff. And I believe the challenger does not meet the qualifications for undersheriff.
He does not.
And
and those qualifications are written. You can look at them. You can ask the sheriff's department for those qualifications, and you'll see that Mr. Green doesn't match those.
Yeah. If you're not qualified to be the undersheriff, but you're running for sheriff, and you have all these encumbrances, we'll just say, then that's something to really, really consider.
But he's going to give us open carry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That'll work out. Because, people do run on things and then not deliver them, but that hardly ever happens.
Aaron, thank you for allowing us to be on your
show. Thank you for coming. It is June 5th, 2022. I hope you go to the webpage, folks. I will put up a commercial-free archive when I get it this afternoon. You can send it to a friend. You can do whatever you want with it. It is not copyrighted material.
Hopefully we'll be here next week.
And exactly. Joe, Kathy.
I won't be here next week. I won't be. I'm going into hiding.
We're
going
to make them come. All right. Thanks a million, and we will chat with everybody next week. You can find us at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Bill's asleep at the switch again.